This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. They were on my show back in October of 2018. We're talking about Seneva Inc. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol SNNVF. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol CNN. And with us today is Leith Pedersen. He is the President and Chief Strategy Officer of the company. Leith, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
You're a cannabis company operating in the world's two largest cannabis markets, Canada and California. That being said, can you give us an update on your California operations as your stock is one of the best performers in the last 30 days, up 50% late in December? And I see you have a recent announcement closing of a strategy distribution company, which would be the first time that you guys are actually making profits in California. Can you bring us up to speed?
Absolutely. So just to recap from our last call, our focus in 2017 and 18 was really to secure, build, license the necessary infrastructure to support the upcoming launch of the Seneva House of Brands, with Seneva's steadfast assurance of providing safe, pesticide-free products for consumers with the ability to produce on a very large scale. And as you know, that takes time. California really is our main focus at this juncture, as our we have operating assets there currently. And as we all know, it's the largest cannabis market in the world. But it's still riddled with non-compliant cannabis products, with an estimate that over 80% still contain harmful pesticides or chemicals. So in California, we assembled four key pillars that we felt would feed into Seneva's success in the future. The first pillar being cultivation at scale. We're building a very large-scale, high-tech, purpose-built greenhouse facility in Palm Springs, and this will allow us to produce premium flower, safe products at scale, focusing more on the flower side. We have an operational extraction facility, and this is where we produce our extracted products. The trend is moving towards non-smokable type products, so the extracted products, like capsules, sprays, tinctures, vaporization, that's a focal point of ours. And then, as you mentioned, distribution is sort of the last key pillar that you need, I think, for success in any cannabis market. What that does then is all of these feed into the into your brands, and most important, I think, that we're most happy about is, we really have exceptional management teams running all of these divisions and communicating with each other. So, the end of last year, we closed the acquisition of a leading California distribution company and sales team. They currently service over 120 licensed retail locations throughout the state. And what we're seeing is not only the distribution companies, but the retailers are starving for, clean, safe, reproducible products and brands. So our extraction facility started operations in Q3 last year. And our extraction team spent 4 months getting in their 10,000 hours, perfecting and stockpiling the necessary inventory in all product categories in preparation for our brand sales. And we started this year off with about $5 million in inventory. And then 2 weeks ago, we were very pleased to announce that we commenced revenue and sales in California with these product lines under our Seneva House of Brands. In addition to that, we were actually able to secure future purchase contracts from major retailers. And within the first 3 weeks, we secured over $8 million of sales contracts within the first 3 months. And we anticipate securing additional monthly contracts throughout the whole year as we ramp up our production capabilities.
That's incredible.
So all in all, we're pretty excited. We're finally in the market. It takes a long time to build the correct infrastructure, but we really wanted to do it right. And so we are in the market today making money. And that's most important for our company and our shareholders.
Well, let's talk about vertically integrated cannabis companies in California, like Sativa. Are there a lot of them?
You know, it's still very much a fragmented industry. There are some companies out there that have, you know, one or two of the key verticals. Not many have the full vertical integration that you've seen, you know, that evolution in the very successful Canadian companies. And really the reason being is it takes a long time to build that infrastructure correctly, especially the cultivation at scale. You know, you'll have a lot of people still growing under lights or still trying to retrofit or still growing outdoors. But what we've seen, you know, with the case study in Canada is you really need a purpose-built facility where you control everything in order to, you know, for the assurance of your success. And putting in that, you know, that time and that capital in the end certainly pays off, because if you have one bad crop or something and you're doing the other route, you know, you can really kill a brand out of the chute if you're not able to produce, you know, reproducible products again at scale.
My guest today is Sativa Inc. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol SNNVF. You can find them on the CSE up there in Canada under the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol SNN. And with us today is the President and Chief Strategy Officer, Leif Pedersen. Leif, let me ask you this. What should investors be paying attention to from the Sativa standpoint as far as milestones in 2019? And what can they look forward to?
Yeah, I think this market has really turned as it should into, you know, it's evolving very quickly. You know, initially a lot of promotion, et cetera, around the cannabis sector, as you would in any pioneering industry. You know, really in the end, it's all about top line and bottom line. And I think people should really pay attention to, you know, the pillars we put in place, you know, especially in California. You know, we're in the market today selling all major cannabis products under our house of brands. You know, we've secured compliant distribution, which is a major pillar in California, which allows us to, you know, secure shelf space both today and in the future. And our upcoming greenhouse, you know, that will provide, you know, large scale, high quality flower, you know, like capacity that will produce, you know, 50 million grams a year of premium flower and other biomass that we can use for extraction. So I think everyone should just pay attention to, you know, our execution. You know, this is the year of execution, and that should translate into top line and bottom line. So what I would have people focus, you know, really on that, the top line and bottom line and our execution skills in 2019.
Leif, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. If you're looking to get into a cannabis company that's operating in both of the two largest world markets in cannabis-wise, Canada and California, look no further than Sativa Inc. on the CSE, trading at the ticker symbol SNN. Also on the OTCQX, ticker symbol SNNVF. I want to thank you for stopping by. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 40 or 50 days. Give us an update what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.